Okay, now now we have some context. So on the 1st and the 15th, both, I only change one box. I don't, I like your idea. Maybe maybe we could change it, but here's what I do, and then you give me your recommendation. So on the 1st of the month, I change the box that goes from the 1st to the 15th. Because now we're in a new pay period, and we don't need to look at last month's 1st through the 15th. So I update it to the current month. So it, I'm about to do it, like Sunday or Monday. I'm going to go in and change it so it'll say bi-monthly March 1st through the 15th, and then I'll go into the settings and change it so that the period that it's looking at is March 1st through March 15th. So that way when people put their hours in between those time frames, starting Monday, the hours will show here. Client hours will show here. And then we will go until we get to the 15th, and then the box on the 15th, actually on the 16th, then I go in and only touch the box that says February 16th through the 28th. And what I'll do is change the title so it says March 16th through whatever the last day of the month is. And then I will go into the settings of that box and change it so the hours that show in there are for March 16th through the end of the last day of the month. Does that make sense?